VFW Mobile.
PKX, I was wondering if you were out there today.
He called out a while ago, but I just hit the dial to dial Mama.
What I figured.
About every evening this week, so it makes it kind of nice.
Get to spend some time with one another.
Yeah, that's unusual. The dogs don't know what to do. Cutting into her time.
Dog getting jealous? The one she will. She'll get right between me and the wife. And give the wife a evil look.
Well, it messes up our routine, you know. Usually if she's off, supper's done, and then I sit down to eat, but I'm supposed to take her for a walk before I eat.
Sounds familiar. I got a little bit of good news today on the insurance front.
Yeah, talk to me.
They sent me an email saying that the check was in the mail for the amount of the total. So, hopefully, the lease company will have it paid off here by the end of the week or the first of the week so I can move on and get another one.
So now the struggle begins to try to find one, right?
No, I talked to that guy today and let him know what was going on, and he said, I still have it. It's still yours. I just need to get something done quick as possible.
Cool. So I guess you got all your tools and all your sellable stuff out of your truck, right?
Yeah, I done that the day after I got hit.
Get your radio mounted back in your truck, right?
Yeah, but that means I'm just going to have to spend more money because I'm going to have to mount one in here again, too. Or just buy another one to mount in there.
A mobile HF1, and then, you know what I mean, and a screwdriver antenna and everything, and you'll be radio poor like the rest of us.
You on that boat.
I know what you mean.
I used to spend it on tools, so now I just spend it on radios. Definitely for my sanity.
We didn't hear you on for a couple of mornings, and that ended. And I said, yeah, he said, he's got that HF radio, and he ain't going to be messing with us two guys down here on 2 meters.
I didn't tell you I got my antenna mounted, did I?
No, but I figured you would have the first chance you got, you'd mount it.
It's not ideal, but it's up. So it works really good on 40.
Really good on 40 for some reason, so that's a good thing. There's a lot of parts and a lot of contacts you can make on 40.
Practicing tuning the radio, the station's in, so can't talk to anybody, but I can tune them in and listen.
Right, so what about 10? How's it doing on 10?
Haven't heard much of anything on 10. I hadn't been able to tune anything in anyway. I don't know if it's the, I'm going to have to do something with it on tuning it or what. I got to look into that.
Conditions.
Watching that DX heat and 10 meter, there'll be people making contact on it, but nowhere close to where I'm at. So that's what I'm figuring is it's just not open yet.
Yeah, since you got a waterfall, you could tune over there into the 11-meter band and see what it looks like. And that, and if you've seen a lot of activity there, it's probably open.
You got to be careful over there, though.
On it.
I grew up on that. My dad's a truck driver, so that was the first thing that got me into radio. Not anymore. He got hurt, so he's disabled now. He would love to get back in the truck. He all time, anytime he can, drives mine.
Tested in radio yet?
Trying to get him interested in it. I think he would really enjoy it if he would. But he hadn't showed any interest in it yet.
Yeah, start making some long-distance contacts on HF, and then that'll probably pique his interest. There's a lot of chat groups and everything, and that goes on HF.
If you ever come down to the house and visiting instead of just laying around wallering in misery and oh poor pitiful me, you might actually enjoy life a little bit.
Active, that's for sure. KN4TFW.
Now he's let it get him down. But this is KO4HX Friday. Like I say, he's let it get him down. He's depressed a lot. And he's on a lot of medication, so I can't really blame him, but at the same time, it's hard to be around him.
And it sucked you down, right?
And the whole family feels the same way. You know, we feel sorry for him and try to help him, but you go help him and all he does is talk bad about it, so it's never good enough. So everybody's just kind of tired of it. If he could get into radio, he would really enjoy it, because he enjoyed playing with CBs, and that's what he grew up on that, and he taught me a lot about it. So that's where I learned to tune an antenna and that kind of thing. So he knows what he's doing, just getting him over on the right frequency.
And bad wreck down here just before you, well, right here at the Applebee's on Way Hampton.
Yeah, I was there when it happened.
Yeah, just leaving in a hurry.
Several close calls today and been involved in a couple of them. I don't know what's going on today, but they're out in force.
In a hurry, and that if you just slow down and enjoy the ride, it'd be a lot better on all of us, right? And you're only going to save, what, a minute and a half, maybe?
If that. I mean, you're not saving anything, really. If you look at it, you're wasting time. Because now you're wearing your vehicle out, you're just going to be stopping again and spending more time doing that. But, yeah, there was a guy, he had to be running close to 100 mile an hour on Wade Hampton there, where St. Mark comes out earlier today.
Like that, you know, they switch lanes 5 times between red lights, and then there's one car in front of you, and then they do it again at the next red light, and then you're right beside of them, and they're just not making any progress at all.
They're practicing for the Indianapolis 500.
In front of me, it's kind of beat up there on the left rear quarter panel, but the tire's wobbling like heck.
So, I assume you're going home to have dinner with the missus.
Got a truck going to another wreck probably on Wade Hampton. But, yeah, but dinner's not ready for another hour, and so I got time to go walk the dog.
No radio this evening.
Need something in. I just have to try and see, but I know I got walk the dog, eat dinner, and then I think I got a couple more plants we got to plant out in the yard, so you're probably right.
The wife said she heard you and Ed talking about planning another get-together one morning when I left my radio sitting there on the table.
Talking about Aunt Sue's was up there at Highway 11. By Table Rock, and that I think on Friday nights they have like a fish fry, all you can eat thing, and that. But the restaurant was closed for a good little while, but it's open back up now, Mike said.
That sounds good.
Yeah. We're doing like about once a month type of thing, or once every 6 weeks, you know, and pick a restaurant where, you know, one time this person has to travel, but the next time somebody else has to travel, to make it a little more convenient so the same people aren't traveling the long distance all the time.
That's good. That's definitely the way to go.
Here we picked that in Taylor's over there at the, you ever eaten at the El Matador?
One there next to Mitos and all that right there.
There by the Walmart and Taylor's, same side, right there before the, you know, the Country Boys, where they do potted plants and everything, right down there.
HX Friday. No, I've never eaten there.
Yeah, it's really good. KN4TFW.
The other Matco crew, we get together the first Tuesday of every month at a different restaurant around Greenville here.
Rex right here across from the Lowe's there on Wade Hampton. It looks like it might be a bicycle involved. I seen a bicycle laid up on the side of the road.
Come through there, there was a guy standing on the road, playing around on the edge of the road there in the median. So who knows?
It's ridiculous nowadays.
I don't care, it's always somebody else's fault.
Out of a parking lot and go across three lanes, a turning lane, a median, into three other lanes to get across and that rather than going to the red light.
Man, I always try to make a right turn out of a parking lot when possible and just go down and to the next light or wherever and turn around safely.
That's not near as dangerous. I know up there where my sister-in-law lives, you, on a road like Wade Hampton, you can't turn off of Wade Hampton into a parking lot. All the accesses are on side streets and that, so that, you know, the traffic ain't hindered by all that.
For planning, so that's not going to happen around here.
That isn't part of plan as you go?
Chaos that would ensue if they tried to implement that here now?
I'll ask that right now. Man, well, as bad as I hate to say it, I am pulled into subdivision getting ready to back up. And that, so I'll say 73. I enjoyed it. Hope the rest of your day's good. Tell Elise we said hey. And I'm looking forward to next time we can get together and have dinner. And that, so you have a good one, and maybe I'll catch you in the morning, KN4TFW. I'll be clear on your final.
Well, again, you tell Miss Susan that hello for us, and y'all have a good evening. Enjoy your time together, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.